stuffing shit inside a butt because it needs to come out. I mean, you know what I mean.
DPS report!
Why don't you snap back from Gotham City and join us?
DPS report!
What is going on,
all
Drew?
Right, two false starts in a row. I don't know. You're doing too much. You're too extra, Drew.
Fucking A.
DPS report!
Cause you're the next Drew Barry, and I want more.
Yeah, that's a song. That's a real song.
They know. They've
heard
it.
What's the other half? What's the second half? Did you figure it out?
No, there's another half.
Like the thing I'm fucking with you for.
No, I don't get that. My brain doesn't get that far. I just hear the Drew Barrymore thing, and I go, "What?" So if the song keeps going, and my head goes, "Somebody wrote that," and they kept it,
somebody,
and it's the whole basis of the song,
and it's popular. It's really, really popular.
It's got
popular.
Millions of hits.
Yeah, we're doing it all wrong. What's up, everyone?
Fuck.
TPS Reports Podcast.
Cause you're the next Drew Barry.
The next Drew Barry.
I want more.
I just, I
it's
mean,
a hard no.
Term Drew's
just
gonna bury his ears.
Oh my God. Hey, Drew's back. Say hello, Drew.
Hey.
Oh.
I just got back into town.
And boy, where were you? What were you doing?
I was off with my family, the fam. They said that's, I say fam now.
Not like the slang fam, like just your cohort.
Like the real fam.
Your actual blood.
I mean it when I say it.
Uh-huh, so you're with the fam.
Yeah, we hit up San Francisco.
Fuck.
And then my brothers live in Denver. I missed it. So we drove.
So did I.
From San Fran back to Denver and hung there for a couple more days. Where we went. We went like it's called Unser. There's a guy named Unser. What's his name? Billy Unser? John Unser?
You're the one telling me the
Unser?
Story. I don't know.
Yo, what's this dude's name?
I don't know.
He's a race car dude. It's a go kart place, but like fast go karts around.
Oh, ooh.
Skirt.
Yeah.
I wore an outfit. You know.
What do you mean? Like a racing jacket?
Yeah, like a full body suit. They got a whole rack
got the
of
zip
them.
Up. You got
I'm
a
the
onesie.
Only guy that puts on the fucking body suit.
Race car onesie.
Because I'm a team player.
Okay.
But we were there waiting in the little lounge bar area, and I hear the music is on, and I just hear, "Cause you're the next Drew Barry." Oh. You're the first thing I thought of too. I hope you know that.
That's so cute.
And I want more.
Well, like, we'll text each other stuff if we hear something or see something just cringeworthy on Instagram or whatever. Sometimes I'll just be like,
"Cause you're the next Drew Barry."
I was not ready for that. You put on a song so excited when we're driving today. And you're like, "Oh, shit, dude, check this out."
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and I was texting through the beginning of it. And I was even thinking, like, I know Seth just, like, was putting something on to show me, and I am too busy
great.
Responding to this
another
email.
Shitty song that I don't care
and
about.
And then as soon as I put my phone down, the next Drew Barry.
Oh, wait.
And I want more.
I care.
So that's a thing, like.
Cause you're the next Drew Barry.
We just let that slide now. We just let that pass for like a good line. Drew, you are biffing everything right now. Drew, you might notice Drew's not saying anything because right before the fucking podcast started, he like dropped his laptop, dropped the bowl, the weed fell out. Now the lighter doesn't
now
work.
Now he's just flicking an empty lighter looking at us like. Uh-huh. I'm saying you this look like when Robert De Niro and Jackie Brownie.
For Jackie Brownie.
He's
delicious.
Brownie. Yeah. He smokes the bong, and then Samuel Jackson's just like, he's trying to get his attention. He's too high for he doesn't know how to hang up a phone.
Yeah.
You're that guy right now.
Yeah, that's you right now, Drew. You're the next Drew Barry. And we want more from you. We expect more.
I don't know. It's been a really good day otherwise.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of good stuff. So, I don't know.
Like, don't judge me by that last moment, yeah. That lapse in my good day.
You're the next Larry Will.
You're the next.
And I want more.
You're the next Reese Wither. And I need a spoon.
Someone eating soup with a fork.
Well, speaking of things I did great, you came in this morning with the Drew Barrymore song, and I absolutely had heard it and thought it was hilarious as well.
Unbelievable.
And
what's
I've
going
seen
on
the
out
music
there?
Video, so how about that?
Oh,
well,
shit.
You win. Did You're always ahead of us on the pop music curve, though.
One bad
Is this a new song? This is new, right?
It's got it.
How late are we? We're always late to the party.
I clicked on it. It was, you know, YouTube suggests you videos, and it had the hot chick from The Walking Dead as the cover photo. And I was like,
saying that
video?
As if we know who you're talking about.
If you look at the video, it's
fucking
the hot chick from The Walking Dead.
The Rick's
hot,
wife?
The hot one.
No, Rosita. She's hot.
That's how far back you go.
Rick oh, the first one? Oh, his wife?
Yeah. Shane porked her. She must have been hot, dude. Shane's fucking a hunk.
You excited? Walking Dead's
Spoilers
coming back, isn't it?
Spoilers for Walking Dead season one.
That's coming back, isn't it? They're doing more of that.
Oh, yeah. Rick pulled a me. He's got the me head now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the beard.
Jack me head. Because you're the next Roger. And I want more.
R.I.P.
It's catchy, though, you know? I said
Is
we were...
It? It's angering.
No, I yelled at you earlier. I was like, why the fuck? Stop showing me shit like that. Because it's not, like... I always then just adopt it and make it my own. And now I'm saying everything, like... Anything that I need more of, like, hey, Drew, can you bury... Drew, can you bury the beat? No, up. You know, Drew, bury it. Drew, I need more.
I want...
Hey, can you hit me with the little Drew Barry?
Oh, is that what happened on Bars? I got confused.
That's what happened with Stuart Little. And like we would just start saying it and be like, Stuart, hey, let's do it. Let's do it. Stuart, 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 Slim Stuart Doug. Little, Stuart Little. And now you just know what Stuart Little means. It means let's do it. So now anytime you say, hey,
when
Drew Barry.
We go, let's go. Scovinosh.
Yeah.
Scovinosh.
Scovinosh.
What means another take, which I is actually helpful.
Yeah, I mean,
because.
That's a little like an inside thing. If we're in the booth, Drew's engineering, and I'm doing a take where the beat, there might already be vocals on it, and the beat's playing. So if I say like, "Ah, fuck that, cut it," it's hard to hear me
that's
say.
That's exactly how he'll say
it
too.
Fuck that, you know, it's hard to hear that muffled under what's already. So if I just go, and you can hear that.
Yeah. I'll stop instantly.
And that, you know, we've established over time what that means.
That also moved out of the studio and just into terms general life. When you disapprove of something, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I like the new song. You know, or I fucking laughed out loud. I was listening back to one of the podcasts a couple weeks ago. Fan called in, and I don't even know what he was saying, but he was being so sincere. Just like, hey, I wanted to get, you know, so check it out. Let me know what you guys think. And then you hear your tone go, he's just trying to be nice.
Yeah, dude, I'm hilarious. Get over it.
Yeah. I don't have a trademark fart noise like that, or a 11-volume belch. What's my thing?
Well, you used to belch,
irritating.
And you'd go... fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You can't do it. You're trying too hard.
Fuck.
Stop trying to be someone you're not.
It's really annoying. I wish
you
didn't
say rip it when he burps. He's go...
That's like the one thing I stole from my dad. Like, that's what... Out of all the things my dad has, like, passed down to me as far as, like,
passed
fatherly.
Down from generations.
Yeah, when you burp, say ribbit, and you sound like a frog. So. There it is. That's my thing. So, speaking of my thing, while you were on vacation, I just happened to be throwing darts in my basement at my mom's house. 3 bullseyes in a row. I don't know if you saw it on Instagram.
I saw it.
I saw
pretty
it.
Tight.
I've been scoping. I've been creeping. I've been peeping.
Yeah. Oh, that felt so good. It didn't even take that long. It's like 6 minutes. I was just like, all right, one more. I said one more, and then I did it.
I was out doing something.
God damn it, I'm good sometimes.
Like, that I didn't want to be doing, and then I saw that, and I really wanted to be playing darts, and it made me so mad. So mad that I could punch the world in the fucking face right now.
Yeah, I thought Kamikaze was okay.
times however many songs there are.
13.
Oh my god.
Here's the thing.
If you're not in the know, if you live under a rock, Eminem released a secret album called Kamikaze.
Ooh, secret album. For the record, this is the first thing from Eminem that I did not absolutely hate in like a long time.
Yeah, but
not every song was good, but I thought there was a lot of good shit on there that I was like, you know what?
I can't second your tweet.
He kind of reclaimed. Dude, it was. It
still
is so,
sounds like the new Eminem.
The new Eminem is in there too, but I'm not even saying it was like the old Eminem, you know. But
what's with like the Dos Effects, like biggity bop, biggity biggity When did Eminem become defined by chopping? Like, he has to chop in every
like
verse.
A long time ago, I feel like. Eminem's always been sort of like a fast rapper,
oh,
hasn't
right.
he?
Right.
Yeah. But there's some rappers where you are defined by that. Look at Twista. Look at Tech N9ne. There's a song with Tech N9ne and Eminem called Speed 'Em. It's horrendous, in my opinion. Like, they're it's like so try hardy to prove that we're like. It's like a liar, liar. In the courtroom.
I really
you know?
Like the chop and stuff, but it does kind of feel like in that instance, like. Chopping was the thing and not
right.
the song.
Sometimes it's like overkill. And that play on whatever Freedom song. Speedum is so douchey. And like those are two of the best rappers alive. Period.
You mean Venom? The
Venom!
No.
Venom! Venom! I knew it when I listened to it also because I thought the first song, The Ringer, on Kamikaze is really fucking strong. I think the rhyme patterns and like the articulation at that speed is really good.
To open
it was
the
impressive.
Whole thing with...
I knew when I was listening to it, I'm like, I want to tell...
So mad I could punch the world in the fucking face right now.
I started with the first line too. When I listened to it, I had to
what
hear that first...
gay thing.
I'm just like, it's... I can't stand the banter of like trying to...
Look,
you
some
know.
Guys sound cool when they banter on a track.
Most of them don't. That's
but,
why we never
but
do
when
it.
You're fucking 46 years old and you're bantering like a 13-year-old who just got grounded and he's in his room, like his mom just took his PlayStation, he just wants to punch the fucking world in the face right. That's something a fucking kid with flames on his shirt says.
Well, I knew that you weren't going to be able to get past that to listen to anything Eminem said after it. I'm like, Woo! Why the fuck did he have to start with that? Because even I was like, I got
Look,
past it.
The
but I was like, it was hard.
The delivery of a lot of words in a few amount of seconds is impressive.
Yeah.
The words are just dumb, though. I think.
And then
it's
MGK claps back. And then even
MGK was not great either.
No, and in like they all have lines. First of all, they're both good rappers. You know, they can do their thing.
Right.
And
I guess if it came down to it, I prefer the more
the OG.
Generic. No, like MGK's thing, where it's just the more generic delivery of bars and
there's
punch
nothing
lines.
Like impressive as far as like yeah, rap complexity about
but
that.
But fucking Eminem chopping about hamburgers and stuff. It's just I hate it so
I think,
bad.
I have this clip pulled up. Someone else clapped back.
Well, like, you know, I was
going
to say, in MGK's thing, he even goes, like, he stops rapping to go, like, ha, you know, when your idols become your rivals. And now he's talking and sounds like an idiot. Just smash the world and fucking just stick to the rap part.
When your idols become your rivals.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, it just, that always sounds try hard to me. I've tried hard to do it and I'll be like, this is ridiculous. The only reason we ever kept like 13 sack on Bag It Up is because that was like an authentic goof. Like we didn't plan that. We were just standing in front of the mic, like let it play. We'll record something and see what happens.
It takes
That's what happened.
A lot of people telling us not to get rid of it.
Yeah, and we even wanted to chop that. We're like stupid, and they're like, "No, I like it. It fits."
Maybe
we're like,
all
right.
Maybe we should
so.
Give them the benefit of the doubt. Do you think Eminem was like,
"You're chopping right there. Benefit of the doubt. Benefit of the doubt.
Maybe we should give them the benefit of the doubt." Do you think he was like, "Cut that"? Opening line, I sound too angsty.
And then someone's like, no, it's good, leave it.
No, people are gonna, I know people are gonna be like, why is he so angsty when he's old and rich? What do you have to be angsty about? It's not even like a rich old guy can't get upset.
I think, like, why
it's
is everyone...
It's just, like, the energy.
He's
it's
just
energy.
An angry old man trying to prove... That's what rapping is just, like, being like, hey, I'm better than you.
I know, but
and your shit is whack, and mine
like
isn't.
It's like I said, the energy is kid that just got grounded.
Yeah.
It's... I don't know. It's just something I can't
I hope I have his energy when I'm 46.
Maybe I can define. Did I just define it?
So what are you talking about, Drew?
And his
so
and his rhyme schemes are like
this
fucking
is the funniest
what?
Thing that I heard
I think,
about.
I think Eminem impressed me with a lot of those rhyme patterns.
Shout out to all my colorblind people thinking they're the fire engine greens.
Look, not all of them.
Is that an apple? Oh, my God. It's a peach. What the fuck are you talking about?
Try this.
What is this?
Oh, I like this song.
Joe Budden slams Eminem after the rapper disses him on Kamikaze. Lil Pump, Lil Xan, and MGK also respond to M's diss track. Plus, Eminem is apparently
is like
taking flows from Bad Baby and Nickelodeon shows. Well,
like the inside.
Hey guys, it's Allie from
Pause
Life
that.
Get there.
The fact that that exists, like
what
this,
is this
that
news
island,
source?
You know, take a
no
trip
other...
to Puerto Rico vacation song in the background. And this lady talking about the rap culture with Lil Xan and Eminem's new album just dropped.
Is there no other source
it's
unlistenable. Of this information?
Yeah, what
the fuck?
So what is that saying? Like, He dissed a bunch of people as Eminem has been doing since day one.
People are
shit.
Accusing him of copying Bad Baby's flow.
Who's Bad Baby?
Bad Baby is the girl. Catch me outside. How about that? Wah. She's
bitch,
that chick. And spelled bad with a B-H-A-D and baby with a B-H-A.
Yeah, good fucker.
I'll be honest. I thought for like the first long time that I would see that name. I thought it was Bad Barbie.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Remember like the other week we were saying how like things, embarrassing things we thought that were wrong?
Yes.
Eminem dropped his music video for Fall.
It's embarrassing that I even
afraid to show footage and get this video demonetized. I'll sum it up like this.
I don't want to get her video demonetized, so we should probably shut it off.
Yeah.
I say good on MGK for Eminem would probably be into his diss track.
Called him M.
No.
Like all right, here's the comparison. Let's see.
Bob.
Is Eminem biting Bad
Song
Baby?
Not alike. Eminem is basically sounding like Bad Baby on high. K-Fed,
IHOP, Playtex. Ugh, this is what I was referencing earlier. White Porsche. Wait, you think she's the first person to fucking say words?
That's every song.
Why wouldn't you first assume that he's mocking that? Just because he's like, I woke up with honky sounding like me. He mocked that one. He always does that shit. Like, he'll mock somebody's fucking thing. And like, Lil Van's in a van, Gucci Gang, Wendy Van. Like, that whole flow is a mock.
That's the flow of Bad and Bougie.
Exactly, but like, why?
Chicken wing, Burger King, Gucci Gang, doodling.
Are we gonna exactly? And I think he's like fucking making exactly. I kind of think he's pointing out that it's stupid while he's copying that flow. You're supposed to know exactly what that flow is.
Ding dongs.
So if that's true, like I would be like,
that's hilarious.
Where's the line? Did he really line bite? Woke up with sounding like me. He copied that.
What?
On the new album.
I don't know what that is.
I woke up with snorkels sounding like me.
Jordan,
who said that?
Junior.
They're just existing flows. They're existing songs, and then like Eminem
mocking
Mono
is
that
when it
in
got
his song.
To,
yeah. That's what I thought.
When it
that's
got to track three, I was so relieved that someone else was gonna rap. Now,
I didn't really think twice about it until after track three. I was like, first three songs better than the last 10 years of Eminem songs. I feel. I remember when Dylan was on the show like 6 months ago. We watched the Ed Sheeran and Eminem video. Like, I didn't have a fucking single nice thing to say about that or I don't know anything recently. I think they just started putting Eminem together with like Rihanna and Ed Sheeran and like you know pop artists. And that's not
like,
what I want
to
hear out
to
of
do?
Him.
Get more famous. Okay, fine.
Let him get angry that everyone hated his last album, and then let him try a little harder and win me half back. I thought it was I don't know. I'm not shitting on it.
What was his last album? The
Three.
Or was Recovery? It Marshall Mathers 2 or something? Was that the last one?
I know shit's supposed to be like autobiographic and personal and stuff, but it's too personal for me. I'd rather like it be more vague and relatable. Than just like feeling like I'm eavesdropping on this guy's life, which I'm not interested in. You know?
I thought it was all right.
Also, like, shut up about your last album. This is the new album. Stop talking about
Move
the
on.
Other album when you're doing the new album. I don't get it.
As much as I've talked ill of Eminem in the past, he's hip hop Mount Rushmore. He's fucking incredible. Whether you like him or not.
That's why everybody has something to say about the shit he does.
I know he says something about, like, he calls out Drake and rappers.
He calls out everybody.
And rappers
like, are they going to call
He calls out, like, rappers copying Drake, I think, in particular. And then, right after that, he does the fucking, the Drake, yeah. Yeah.
So do you think that's intentional or no?
I don't know, but that's Drake's yeah.
Exactly.
I know it's the word yeah, and it's hard to, like, give a guy ownership of the word yeah, but look at Lil Jon.
Yeah.
You say yeah like that.
That's Lil Jon.
And you're doing Lil Jon. Drake has that yeah. That's just Drake's yeah now.
Did it exactly follow a line where he's talking about Drake?
I don't know.
Because then you would think it would be intentional.
I don't know.
Is this the stuff people want to hear us talk about? This is like the first time there's been like rap news we actually could all talk about. Yo,
he does,
rap news.
And then at the end of the album, he does like a Jesse Pinkman bitch, like a straight Pinkman bitch.
Yeah, the aggression. I can't hit that level.
Punch this.
He released Revival last year. I didn't even know about that. So that's one of the only sold a million copies for him. That's terrible.
I should have known the name because I listened to the new one and he says the name of the old one fucking 20 times. It's just weird to me. If we put out, I was saying, if we put out like Napalm and some of our people had criticized Planet of the Shapes and to like every track, be like, last time we landed on Planet of the Shapes, but y'all didn't land on the planet. Like, stop. Just this is the thing now. This is now. Stop talking about the
just
old
make
thing.
Well,
the
new it's
thing.
Easy for us to say.
Harping
we're not
on
Eminem.
The past.
We don't have the Eminem expectations
I guess.
On our shoulders at all.
I just look.
And we never make a bad song, so we're good.
At hip-hop stuff too much from, like, an angle of, like, classic rock, where it's weird to think of, like, Jimi Hendrix on Electric Ladyland being like, y'all didn't fuck with the X's, but this is... fuck y'all. This
you
is
need
not
to
the
evolve,
X's.
But this isn't then. This is now.
It's like, shut up. Write a new song.
But you can't say that about people in the 70s and shit because that didn't happen then. This
I
is
guess.
Like, this, music is it's different now. You can make more of it quicker and put it more places now. It's just, you know, that it's your the old argument of, you know, like the Beatles didn't need Spotify or anything. It's like, no, they didn't. But that was then and this is now. And like, I feel like you blew my mind watching our song go up and like you can watch it by the day and like how who's
yeah.
sharing it and if it's coming from your page or a shared page and stuff. Like I never look at that shit and I feel like it's probably really important to be aware of all that stuff, but I we do
kind of,
look at everything as just the I feel like we approach any given thing of just like I don't want why can't we just do it like before? And then you got to be like, "Oh, right, cuz it's now."
I'm just old-fashioned, dude.
Yeah, call me old-fashioned.
I feel like the fans would be excited if they're like, oh, they don't even check the numbers. They just make the music.
That's kind of how it is until, like, I guess we're working collaboratively and other people care. Be like, oh, shit, you can do that? Someone's got to always show me how to do the thing, and then I'm into it.
Yeah.
Show me how to use Instagram story, and I'm all over it.
I'm trying to find, like Eminem's lyrics about... I don't know. I just saw, like... You know, flipping around and I'll see like a little thing of like Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly and then like a snippet of the Eminem lyric dissing. And I don't know where to even syllabically.
Right.
I don't get how this is even a lyric in the song. What rhymed with what?
Yeah.
And it's so dumb. You're going to need a sub? Machine Gun?
You know what?
Kelly?
You know what really bugs me too? Because anytime a rap beef starts lately, you've noticed there's a big viral like a meme, right? That says something that I said freaking years ago. And I guess I just needed to like tweet it or something. But that, it's like, do you ever realize that two men, rappers battling is just two grown men like writing a love song for each other?
Yeah, you totally
writing
missed
songs.
Out on.
Dog,
that.
I've been saying that for like 5 years. And then like now everybody's tagging me and this other guy who wrote the same thing I said. It's really sad, you know? Missed my boat. Should have TM'd it.
Fuck. I can't find it.
You know what I found while I was on the toilet earlier? Check this out. Breaking news. Black Thought, Fonte, and Rhymefest forming a hip-hop supergroup.
Wow. Woo!
I did not know that.
Wait,
and
Black Thought and Fonte are like friends? That's the coolest shit I ever heard.
Dude.
They hang out?
Go run the tape back. Run the podcast from a couple weeks ago where we talked about hip-hop Mount Rushmore. Listen yeah. to the Twitter Q&As we did in the park. We always say like Black Thought... Fonte, these are like top of our favorite. Dude, that's big news. I like Rhymefest too. I just can't say that I was ever as big of a fan.
Right.
Like, those are my top two, dude. Black Thought and Fonte are going to be putting out music together.
Crazy.
And that's something. Eminem, watch out.
Almost bigger news. Burt Reynolds dead at 82.
No way.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone who's hearing this is probably like... It's like a couple days old now.
Yeah.
This is all today
Sad
news.
Times.
I saved Although this. I found out when we were... like a couple hours ago, and I saved it to tell you right now because I was like, people are gonna love to hear the fucking. People are gonna be like, this is kind of interesting. This is like audio of
82?
When Acumenal found out Burt Reynolds died, and then you were just like, oh no way,
I blew it.
Anyway, on to whatever the fuck else there is.
He
to
was
talk
really
about,
excited for like 10 minutes because he thought he was the first to hashtag.
Did you see?
R.I.P.
I tweeted R.I.P. Turd Ferguson.
And then
I was
you looked
like,
into the hashtag and there was a 1 million other ones.
I was like, fuck yeah, dude. That's a funny thing to tweet.
Always late, dude.
I just tweeted right now.
That's like my thing about the fucking... It's just waiting too long to say the whole thing about rap battles being poem writing between men.
I so thought that I was being original when I wrote that.
It's sad. That's why you got to Google test everything. You got to Google. Anytime I write a rap, you know, and it's like, this is too good to be true. Someone has had to have rhymed these things before. Like
someone didn't just write it. It was trending on Twitter. Turd Ferguson was trending.
You didn't even have to look for it. Your phone was trying to tell you it was trending. You're just like, hold on, let me just bypass
that. Norm MacDonald was trending.
It was.
That's fucking... That's well, how famous Burt Reynolds is. When he dies, the other guy trends. Like the comedian who did the impression starts trending. Trending. Another thing kids say that I'm angry that
another
I just
Another reason
said.
Burt Reynolds is probably glad he's fucking
trending.
Dead.
Trending. Something that bugged me that I want to get off my chest as far as we're talking about grown-ups sounding like kids and using kid words. I'm fucking watching the news and they're talking about... You know, this coverage of
F-bombs.
Like... No,
someone
drop
an F-bomb?
They talk about... they're politicians. There's fucking politicians on television, and they're referring to the President of the United States and Supreme Court justices as POTUS and the SCOTUS and FLOTUS. I can't stand that, dude.
Well, that's pretty universal. That's not like a child thing.
It sounds like adults trying to sound like children. Was that a thing before like the social media age?
I believe so.
They called the president POTUS.
In the
and FLOTUS.
In writing.
In the era fucking what's his name?
That's how they put it in legal documents, like from here on we'll refer to this
Edward?
As POTUS.
In the Edward Snowden documentary.
Oh yeah, maybe.
It's Edward, right? The documentary about him that won the Oscar.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
The whole like reveal in the end is how he doesn't say write out, but he's writing down what all of these
I get it,
agencies
in
the Homeland Security are answerable to. And when they show his paper, it's like Edward Snowden writes POTUS.
I'm not
like,
saying it doesn't make
the top
sense.
Of the pyramid. I think it's just the government is big on like abbreviating things and fucking
it's terrible.
Shortening shit. I would assume
it's
POTUS.
The most fucking powerful titles. Like when you get that on your business card, someone should have to say, you know, Supreme Court Justice of the United States, Antonin Scalia. This is fucking, I don't know, it just has weight. And when you go SCOTUS, you make it sound fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
I got these bald people with gray hairs telling me and saying, you know, and it's in the text in the lower third.
I think it used to be like slang, but it was like military, like government dude slang. You know, things that like only guys with those little twirly earpiece things, you know?
Oh,
they say POTUS.
No, they make like special
they shouldn't,
nicknames.
Unless they're 16.
Yeah, I think hearing fucking...
they have code names.
Ted Koppel. Does he even do news anymore?
Ted Koppel.
What was the other guy who cried when Kennedy died? Yeah.
First Lady Melania Trump. Just say it.
What's the guy's name?
FLOTUS.
Come on.
First
you know.
Lady Melania Trump. Doesn't take that
what
much longer.
What about 45?
FLOTUS.
Walter Cronkite.
You, have you heard?
I don't think, yeah.
They
I don't
just call
think,
him by the number? Yeah. 44, 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, now no. that you pointed out, no, but no, not really. That doesn't bother me the same. Because it's not like, I guess the fact that I hate, as much as I'm, you know, I use words and I'm very into words and language and shit. But so many, like, hangry drives me crazy. Like words that are mashups
thungry.
Oh my God, dude, it's enough already.
I mean, I think what's annoying there is like a news reporter on the news saying POTUS instead of just saying the president.
If I heard like a young girl on Fox saying, and then POTUS, I'd be like, it's just like that girl you played the audio talking about Eminem and the new album and the POTUS tweeted about it. I would expect her to say it. But I was like Karl Rove on fucking television. And I don't know. That was just irking me over the weekend.
Oh, bro, it's MC Rove.
There was like John McCain coverage or something. And I'm just, that just.
Speaking of John McCain coverage,
out of it.
Fucking watching Wheel, not shit.
The next Drew Carey.
And the Price is Right. I'm watching The Price is Right with my family.
Come on down.
The chick spins the wheel to go to the Showcase Showdown, and they just fucking cut to Joe Biden giving a eulogy at John McCain's funeral. Some old dude.
John McCain died too?
Whoa, where have you been?
Holy fuck.
This is, okay.
This is literally old news by now. By the time this podcast comes out, it's old ass news.
It's going to be last month.
Even now, this is old news, Drew. What the fuck?
How long has he been dead?
A couple weeks.
Days. They buried him already. He's already buried.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was a very happy.
So they're dead. The end.
So he's dead. I was about to watch someone win like a car and a vacation. And instead, I got to watch some old dude get choked up about his dead friend. It was a real bummer.
I actually turned on The Price is Right that day, and then it was the McCain funeral, and I just shut it off and read a book.
Right. The price was wrong that day. Right? The price was not. You know what I mean? Say something.
I was saying I was in a train car, and there's some advertising for something, and then the little slogan, it goes, "Because that's enough todaying for today." Todaying just irks me. This is why I know I relate to Eminem now, because I'm old.
Yeah.
Someone says todaying. The POTUS was todaying, and it was extra. Well, and it's just so much this.
We come from the generation of adults that invented adulting, which is a word that you
only... We come from the generation that invented like all this shit.
It's a word that you use to complain about being an adult.
It's terrible. That's todaying.
That's what reminds me. Like, somebody saw adulting, and they went like, todaying. How can I do a thing, ing?
Yeah, everybody's trying to coin a thing.
Where can I tag an ing? I love wordplay, obviously, but I don't love that. It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not, 13. I feel silly saying, if I were to ever, I discover a new one every day.
Today-ing. It's like mom stuff. You think just because we're into wordplay that our household should be covered in those like mom signs? I mean, enough to
love as much as you laugh, live as long as you laugh, whatever.
Or the dad sign,
daddy-o.
Daddy-o. Dad signs, like, I spent all my money on beer and pizza, the rest I just wasted.
I like it.
Dad sign.
That's how I know.
Total dad sign.
Dad jokes and dad signs and shit. I'm totally.
Dad signs.
Rules. It's another thing I got passed down from my dad. Terrible jokes and like loving them, knowing they're gonna shut down a room.
Right, I got those, but it's mainly because
and the ribbit thing.
They're like racial, and you can't say Chinaman anymore.
That's odd. It seems like it's pretty.
How long is a Chinaman's name? How long is a Chinaman's name? Same.
Something Wong.
What?
How long is a Chinaman's
name?
True,
that's racist. What? Wong?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. How long?
No, I'm saying, how long is a Chinaman's name?
It's Abbott and Costello. Yeah, who's on first?
The Chinaman's name is how long. You get it?
Yeah, I do.
Jesus. So you've been listening to the... What else you got? What else is going on?
I had a little question. Just kind of recapping since I wasn't around for a couple weeks.
Oh, you have questions?
Yeah, sure. And just...
Let's go.
Sure. Well, a bunch of stuff. Quick, the bars mix. It sounded fine, but it's fine. I usually mix the vocals louder. We made a version with the vocals louder. But yeah, I listened to it, that one.
I think that's going to be on Spotify like soon, like in a few days, soon. So keep an eye out for that. But yeah, someone asked about the mix, and a couple people commented about like that they couldn't hear Term or the bass.
I was with you guys, heard it.
I'm Term, and I could hear Term. So
I mean, if it was like a track from one of the albums, if it ended up being that, I would have heard it a lot more before it got released, and I probably maybe would have changed my mind, But since we didn't think it was gonna be like,
so when we put it on Spotify, should we put the new one or should we say frick him and play the old one that bumps too hard?
I mean, I made the version with the vocals louder. That
let's
seems
turn
to
it
what
up.
They
let's
want.
Actually bury it so bumping. You can only hear
especially
me.
Without the video element. Sure,
bumping. I say we just upload bumping instead.
Bumping. And people keep asking why it didn't make that album Planet of the Shapes. I don't know. I feel like just being a cool song doesn't mean it makes sense. It's like
the song that you heard, the finished song Bars, was not. It didn't sound like that a couple years ago. Like
also,
we weren't done with
true.
It. It was not as finished, and the album was almost done.
Everything on In Context didn't make Planet of the Shapes. That was sort of the purpose of In Context.
Yes.
So Bars also didn't make In Context.
I don't even think it was drafted the same. Like those were ones that were already like further along and we were going to leave behind, and we were still working on like Ugly Duckling and other shit for Shapes. But Bars,
bro,
we both like
tune on,
we were still at the phase where we were like, It was kind of bland, and we were like, I want to, change a line. I might want to re-record that. I feel like my delivery wasn't good. Just like it wasn't done. And the rest of the album was really far along, and We just kind of liked the album seemed finished, you know? It just seemed like we didn't need to add more songs or like rush to get that in. We kind of I think I thought at the time maybe it was a little too like hokey or on the nose, like we get it, it's bars, you say Barbarino, yeah, and Barbaran and Bubba, we got it. We don't need it like some thematic, some fucking parlor trick song. Like, look at all the bar juggling
that
we're doing.
That album was all like
nothing against it.
Themes to the songs and kind like
I'm like singing about my
just,
own
like,
song,
just playing with a word.
Nothing against your own song, me.
But it worked out better. I guarantee if it was on the album Planet of the Shapes, it would not have gotten the dope video that it got.
Nope.
And like the attention that it's got.
This took the
out.
Extra time to like finish, you know?
Yeah, I had forgotten until I listened to the episode you did with Paul. Like, I had forgotten that you did like rewrite some of the
lines
and stuff.
Dare I say,
when
the song just wouldn't get
it.
The love.
So yeah,
God, had
some of the best lines weren't even in
that
the song.
Too. It I had to wait to write Card Carrying Barbarian before.
And it was timed like that would have just been another song on the album a couple of years ago. And this year we haven't put out a thing since like the No More Jobs tour stuff really, or Woken. And we've been working this summer to have music ready to go soon. So it's like, and it was Patreon. It started because we started a Patreon page for people to throw us a few bucks monthly and help support our habits,
right.
Our music creation habits.
Your extra support brought that shit to
So
right.
We were like looking through
Without
other things.
Without Patreon, you'd never hear bars.
True. That video, like, we set the goal that when we get like this many people in the Patreon community, we're going to do this. And then we're going to do this. And like Picturesque was one of them a while ago. Like when we get to 60 people or whatever, we're going to drop this thing. And we said we were going to release this unreleased song to the patrons when we did that. And then it was like you had showed it to us and we were kind of like, oh, this is, we kind of cleaned it up this year for the drop, I think, you know?
Yeah, we
just finished it up just like because we were going to put it out for patrons. And then I started thinking like, well, if we're going to put it out at all, we you know, let's treat it like a release. Let's not just be like, oh, here's some extra scratch here for the you guys, just check it out. We're like, no, I think fans will like this. We should do something as big of a release as we can put around it. And it worked out. Fans responded well. So, yeah, it kind of better late than never. You know, it took the extra time for that even to be done or to have the idea to do this shit with the help of, like, you know, trying to reward the patrons.
And on that note, go to patreon.com/PalmerSquares and sign up at the dollar level.
Join a fan club today.
Look, you get 20% off all merchandise on the PalmerSquares.com store. And what was it? Starting yesterday, there's a behind the scenes video for bars, so you could check out how we did some of those awesome shots.
Oh yeah!
How did my head get so big? There's only one way to find out. Give us a buck. See the behind the scenes shit.
So yeah, that's really the story. It was like it always had potential, I guess, but it was it took the extra time. We hadn't listened to it in a couple of years, and we were digging through a hard drive.
We did like one session I went through my hard drives and I found like every unreleased song, and you guys decided like what was decent enough to release in any fashion, like for a Patreon. We even dug up like some live recordings, which I know are on the Patreon, so they can go back and get all that old stuff too, can't they?
I'm pretty sure if you sign up today, you know, or like at the $5 where you get to get all the bonus shit, like the behind the scenes. You can just see all the stuff we've been putting
Everything
in for the last
ever.
Year. Yeah, so
yeah,
the longer you
live
wait,
songs,
the more you
there's unreleased
unlock
songs,
eventually, I guess.
There's alternate versions. There's, but yeah, one of them, bars, and yeah, I remember it wasn't as good. They brushed it up for the re-release. But yeah, that was one of the things. Most of the things were just done, and it was like you were like,
"We had to get the album out." It was
these?
Like the album's done, and we're not gonna like try. We had other songs we were working on at the time too, but it was like, "No, like I like this. This, it felt full." So we weren't trying to make it, you know.
A super,
ton of songs.
Let me give you a super quick list of a few other things I missed.
Uh-huh.
Untouchables does suck. It's so weird.
The movie?
Yeah,
it's shit. It's Brian De Palma.
Sean Connery
stinks. I've personally never liked Sean Connery.
Have you watched the original James Bond?
When
movies?
Sean Connery dies, Daryl Hammond's going to be trending.
I don't care about fucking his original James Bonds. I hardly care about the new ones.
Yeah.
Fucking, we just watched, me and my brothers watched The Rock. We were in San Fran. We did the boat around Alcatraz under the Golden Gate. Pretty rad.
Yeah, I was going to do that when I was there in June. But
hella fog, we couldn't even see Alcatraz until we were 100 feet away from it. And even then, it was in a cloud. Either way, it was cool. Then we watched The Rock. Apropos, The Rock is Alcatraz. You know what I'm talking about? I'd never seen it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and, oh, you never saw that?
This is dumb. This is fucking dumb as hell.
You don't like action movies.
That was a huge blockbuster movie when it came out.
We were talking about Mission Impossible earlier. He finally saw Mission Impossible.
I mean, no shit, I can enjoy it, but yeah, it's so stupid.
Of course. They're doing impossible things.
That's the mission.
It's the mission. It's impossible.
I just think Sean Connery stinks, though.
No, not as James Bond.
No, we're talking about Untouchables.
Hide your fucking accent. Yeah, how are you going to have a Scottish accent for 100 years and you never did one role where you fucking tucked that shit in? That annoyed me. Kevin Costner is a douche.
It's got like a jokey tone to it. It's weird. I saw it maybe a couple years ago for the first time since like a
De Niro
long time.
Did a very over-the-top Al Capone that...
over the top.
Was stupid. I guess the scene where the baby carriage falls down the stairs is...
That's probably the most
iconic
scene,
and stuff. Fuck that movie, though.
Yeah.
What else?
Bum Beefs, that really made me laugh. You got brushed past it pretty quick, but...
What?
Bum Beefs.
I don't remember.
Do you even remember? You were talking about...
I'm thinking of like beefy bums now, like a fat...
a big fat.
You were talking about the two different bums you buy off of, and that they were like beefing and bum beefs.
It's not even much of a beef. Roosevelt's got shit. Byron's got the good stuff.
I heard
all you need to know.
The Squares guys.
Yeah. Squares!
You got to get that.
You do it. You wear the wire.
Bro. I tried to get it on my phone, but... Did you just walk up to him with your fucking phone out?
I actually want to go buy Squares.
Yeah,
a
fucking
bunch, but I don't.
White kid in salmon shorts walking up to the fucking corner boys with
Lego
his phone
movie.
Out, recording them. That sounds like a good idea, Drew.
It actually does, but like
I'll buy
not
a
to
yeah,
them.
You go do it. I'll stand by and watch and record it on my for my amusement.
And then a question.
I thought you were gonna talk about the fucking dude that me and Matt almost handed him his shit. But I don't think we even discussed that.
What are you talking about?
Handed
him his shit. Here you go. Here's a nice piece of shit.
Yeah. Like,
remember we almost killed that bum? Remember? We were we hung out with our buddy Taggy, and Taggy's a real fish dork now. We lived our fish days already. Somebody asked me recently, like, you know, they're better than ever now. Why don't you go see them? It's like, I've seen them 30-something times.
I have not.
It doesn't excite me
anymore.
I went
to one fish show. That was my fish day.
We started touring and doing shit on our own, and that's I'd way rather focus on that than just go see, sit in a lot and take acid for the 100th time and see Reba for the 50th time.
What, 50th? Well, it's some back of the fruit. The back of the closet.
If you see fish 100 times, you're not going to see one song 100 times, but you might see it 50, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, gotcha. The math checks out.
They were streaming a fish show at a bar, and Taggy was like, dude, we got to go by 11. We found out we fucking get to the bar, and it hadn't even started yet. Yeah. But he's like rushing us to go to the bar. We were hanging out with Will. Will gave us some snacks on the house.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out Will.
Yeah, we went out for a little
drinky
poo. A little drinky poo.
And we're walking to the bar that's streaming fish. And there's another bar with a line outside. And by the line for this bar, this other bar, there's a homeless dude, scraggly. Like scraggly, 30-year-old white dude, like hippie looking. Yeah.
Like a strawberry blonde me.
Like a fucking hitchhiking scumbag.
Yeah, me.
Look.
No, yeah, he looked like he was holding a stick. He had a big backpack
on.
He had
a
headband
on.
But he was young, though, so it was like, yeah, I guess he's just some, like, street vagrant.
But Taggy goes about the line that's at this other bar. Taggy goes, who's the line for fish? And the homeless dude is like a scraggly fish lot looking guy. So he takes that remark. He takes the remark as, what, you see me and you ask if it's the line for fish? What the fuck? He get like
loses
he's,
it.
He's screaming.
He just lost it.
Motherfucker! he doesn't sound as childish as me. I'm like Leo DiCaprio.
You're like
when he yells.
New Eminem.
That's why you don't yell at the end of your tracks, because you don't sound like an angry man. You sound like a little boy.
Punch the world in the face! Freaker! Anyway, this dude is coming up now. He's like shoving my, like he's shoving. I'm getting in between him and Taggy.
Oh yeah, this guy was getting hands on.
So now he's shoving at me. I'm wearing a hat. He like shoved my.
He muffed him. He mushed him.
Well, did he?
He mushed him.
He shoved the side of my head, and my hat came off a bit. And then I adjusted it really quick, and I went, "Hey, buddy, watch
hey
it,
there, buckaroo."
But yeah, it just got to this like this awkward.
Yo, he kept coming, and then he like. We would turn around, and he'd be yelling, just like, "What, you motherfuckers? You want to go?
Let's go!
Go! Let's go!" And like he's screaming. He's got a stick in his hand, which is my biggest concern. He's holding like a walking stick. I'm like, that would hurt.
We're all, I think, pretty much just eyeing the stick.
Yeah.
And I'm also
you trying to get the stick.
I'm in my head going, I wish I'd like fought more than just my brother 15 years ago in the shoe pile at our old home. I wish I had some sort of experience. Well, you guys
well,
didn't have
getting,
a shoe pile?
You got shoved, and then I remember, like, me and Taggy, like, we would kind of, like, walk back to his direction, like back off, you know? And then he would retreat a little bit, and then we fucking walked the other way, and then, like, but
it's,
he was...
It's a combination
he's
of
shoving.
What I just
he's putting,
said,
like, the forearm on your neck, you know?
It's a combination of the thought that I was just said that I was having, and then countered by the thought of... Come on, dude. Do I really want to fight a homeless
None
guy?
None of us
right
are
now?
Trying to fight, but it was like, dude, you're begging for
like,
it.
If
you
I
keep
gotta
pushing
like,
us.
Protect
yeah.
my space and like fight a dude, I guess I'll fight a dude. But does he gotta be homeless, man? It just makes me feel like
Drew,
a piece of shit.
That was the real
bummer.
You're
gonna fight a fucking homeless yeah. guy? You already won. You're going home after this. Yeah. You won. That's it.
Bum beefs.
Fuck that guy, though.
Drew, you know in the first chapter of the Jordan Peterson book?
Oh,
talking
I'm all ears.
The lobster shit. Where he talks
yes.
about how lobsters, like, there's phases to fighting. And it's yes. basically breaking down how lobsters have been around for millions and millions of years. And that, like, they've lasted so long. Why don't you, like, take some of their traits or acknowledge how humans are similar? And in, like, combat or confrontation, like, level one is lobster, like, fires out, like, a stream of liquid. It's like pheromones. And it
yeah.
indicates the mood. Yeah. It shoots a load on the other lobster's face. And he's like, oh, he's mad. So... And if the little pheromone thing doesn't make one back off,
yep.
like, oh, shit, I don't want to do this, then they start, like, you know, kind of, like, inching towards, like, one
they
backs off while one aggresses.
They
and
play,
one,
like, chicken.
They play chicken back and forth with each other. And then if that level two, they still chickening each other, then they go to level three, which is, like, fighting until, you know, and could be, you know, one dies, one wins. And then the winner basically is, like, top of the world, chest puff out, gets all the lady lobsters and shit. And it's, like, exactly how the hierarchy of... humanity
yeah.
works too.
His point is,
it was that it was the lobster level two. It was we're backing each other down, back and forth.
Who's gonna swing? You gonna swing? Am I gonna swing?
You hit first. Me hit. It's like Knight of the Roxbury. Yeah, him, you,
me,
him, you.
There is,
but it was total
levels.
Lobster
the third,
shit.
The third level was fighting,
right.
but like what most likely to a non-lethal end. But then the fourth level is. Then they'll start trying to rip
like
each other's
yeah,
eyes
for victory.
Off,
yeah.
And like,
oh, I would have ripped this guy's eyes out, dude.
To the death.
I would have fucking tore his nose off and made him smell my shit.
Drop a fucking brick on
I
his head.
I believe his point is though just about like he picks lobsters because they're one of the oldest. He said like lobsters are older than trees.
Right.
And
that's like I don't. I mean, obviously, I can't verify the math, but
how does he know?
Apparently, lobsters have been around for a super long time, like beyond dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's saying that you.
It's like, so how have they persevered all this time?
Yeah,
and why do all these other species, probably us next, keep getting phased out? You know, look at their society.
Like, he believes that all animals have a hierarchy, and he's like, this is how,
yeah,
how innate it is, like that. The oldest shits in the book, like on the landscape, they have this behavioral pattern, and it looks very similar to human behavior.
Yeah,
in,
yeah,
like,
it was
the
broken down.
Of it.
Cool, of like all the how that hierarchy, the dominance there for anything, like how that classical music, you know, all that 90% of the most classical music comes from like the five same composers,
yes.
and it's only a fraction of what they compose because you
of
can't
theirs.
Keep exactly.
It's
like so
10% of their catalog.
All the cities get most of the population, and just like if you look around,
you know, I often think
the people at the top, the 1%, like that gets the most.
This is a thought that I have like more frequently than I think like frequently enough to be embarrassed by it a little bit.
What's that?
I don't know. I just hear songs like fucking
Andrew Berry.
Goddamn, why do I suck at like finding examples of things that I discuss? I'll hear like a song.
I
like,
wish you were better.
I can't think of a song.
A song like what, Term? For example, like, just pitch anything that comes to mind. You know?
Steely Dan, reeling in the years.
Okay, there's a song.
And I think that like if Mozart, if you could take Mozart in a time machine and show him this, I feel like he would cry at like how beautiful he thinks it is. Like, not even great shit. You
can show him Barbie Girl by Aqua. He loses his mind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe not Barbie Girl by Aqua. I don't know. Shit with like instruments, though. You know, but like Hendrix or something. I'll be like, that's a corny example. God fucking damn.
Your examples suck. Like, your analogies suck.
I mean, even someone like Oscar Peterson or something. I don't know if Mozart was racist, but it was way back then, and he was white.
So yeah.
So would a black guy being the greatest pianist ever blow his mind?
German.
What are you saying to me?
Did Germany have black people back then?
I don't know. I watched Amadeus. He didn't seem like a bad dude. Anyway, I just feel like I listen to shit all the time, and I'm like, I don't know. It's really only Mozart, too. I don't know why I don't think of other dudes. Oh, what does Bach think?
Tchaikovsky.
But I don't know. I have that thought pretty often. You guys don't have that thought? No.
What was the thought? I got lost in your explanation.
I'll hear like a really good modern song by like musicians.
Oh, then that classical composer would be blown away.
Yeah, but I think of Mozart particularly.
Which one was the deaf one?
Beethoven, dude.
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
What would he think of it? Dude, he would go to like a Bass Nectar show and just feel the vibration, lose his shit.
Well, that's Bill and Ted do that. I guess Bill and Ted already had this. Fuck.
Bill and Ted did
it
all.
Such an unoriginal twit. Bill and Ted, they bring Beethoven to the modern day, and he loves like modern metal and shit.
Right, they did.
They say even in their speech that he loves this and this and Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet. You know. So
yeah, it's
never mind my talking point. I'm an unoriginal ass face.
I was the one who said the thing about Beethoven, you know, I'm just gonna let you take this one. No, that was you. You biffed it.
You did.
Isn't Term stupid?
You're the one who sucks.
Wow, he's dumb.
You know.
Do we have any other fan questions or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Or
what else did you miss, Droofy?
I wanted to ask what is like doing the opening.
No fan questions this week, just Drew's questions.
Yeah.
We got a lot of catching up to Drew.
What was it like opening a tour versus closing it?
Drew, you know Aretha Franklin's dead, right?
I do know that.
Okay. Just making sure. Sammy Davis Jr., he passed.
Right.
He's gone. He's no longer with us.
Yeah. You know Mozart's dead, right? All right, what was your question?
What was touring?
Can you repeat the question?
What was touring
it was
like?
A tragedy.
You were...
We can never move
You were
on.
Opening this strange music tour. All right. And what's that like versus headlining the shit?
A breeze.
Really? It's way easier?
It's awesome.
I enjoy, like, you know, the show being about me and really, like...
Yeah.
Getting all our fans out and, you know, a Palmer Square show. If we get to play longer, you know. Sometimes it's a blessing to go earlier. Like, the headliner goes on really fucking late sometimes, you know. So there's that thing alone.
Yeah, some of these shows
that's for anybody,
are
know?
Marketed or, like, they're built so that, like, so we're doing a tour of which there's four acts?
Yeah.
Five, right? Four.
I mean, technically, I guess it was three sets, but it was a lot. It was five artists.
Yeah. Anyway, there's that. So there's five artists on our tour thing. And then in some of these cities, the way these venues or the promoter in some towns might do it is that you go to the city and there's fucking four or five local acts.
Yeah, was it one of those?
And then we got these fans who show up. That one dude, we showed up for soundcheck at the one city where the bar wasn't even open. What was it, Lake Worth?
Yeah.
And the dude had beat us. We beat the sound dude and some dude to see us had beat us. That's way too early. You know, some people show up at fucking 5 p.m. for a show where we don't even play till 11.
So people were there for you to play first. Like, it's still...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, some people I believe early, which is nice because like they, when they leave early and they're there for us, it's they got to see us. Yeah. We had people come to shows and they have to leave before our set because we go on at like midnight or something, and they're like, "Well, we got to catch the last train home." Like we'll hang with them or I don't know, try to make it as worth their while and their buck as possible. But that sucks. Like when a fan has to leave and they don't get to see the artist that they paid the ticket money for. But yeah, man, Florida was good. There was someone, a fan wrote in this week, which is kind of relevant. Hey, P Squares and Drew, hope you're all good. Yada, yada. My question, anyways, is well, I have two. Did you ever get back to that guy in the Nobody Special interlude on Square Tactics? Which is funny you asked that, because we might have mentioned this before, but we met him in the back of the Jacksonville Club the last time we were in Florida with Cess Crew.
Oh yeah!
You remember that the guy who left the voicemail? And that, you know, I got some
Floridian.
What did he say? Just like I wanted their advice on something. Just nobody special, and then we just put the drill beat under it, and it was a little interlude on Square Tactics. Pull that up if you can. But yeah, he was there early. He was a kid who was there. Like we just pulled up for soundcheck way before Doors. And
way
he's
to live
there.
Up to your name.
And then he walks up and he goes, yeah, he says like, hey man, I'm nobody special. And I didn't get it at first. And I was like, well, geez, give yourself a little credit, bud. But I don't know. Yeah, that's, I don't mind playing earlier, especially for something like this, dude. It's like, we're not the headlining act. That's not why we're there. We're there to, you know, kind of open up the show for the Strange Music Bill, which was awesome. Like meeting those guys was, you know, it's always good to just link with other
link.
Rappers that are good. Yeah, play this real quick. I haven't heard this shit in a hot one.
Yeah.
Doom, doom,
yeah.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough beat buildup. We this is where we should have smashed the world in the fucking face.
Palmer Squares.
Yeah.
Call me back. I want to talk to Terminal K and Acumenal. No one important, so if you don't
know one important,
all right. But I'm a huge fan, and I would love to just give them some input and ask for some advice on some certain things. So if you could reach me back, that'd be great.
Okay.
Wow, we get better voicemails like every week now. It was.
Yeah, you want to make our next album? Leave us a voicemail.
Hey, can you start that over?
You know
quick?
What's hilarious? He's so unimportant. We've been calling him Nobody Special. When his name is No One Important.
He's nobody.
No One Important is Nobody Special.
I'm going to play it from the beginning. From the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. About to get into this. Because I swear to God, I'm so mad I could punch the world in the fucking face right now.
Palmer Squares.
You fixed it. Nailed it.
That felt good.
Oh, heck, that feels good. We got to try more of that.
Somebody upload that. Right, no go. One important 2018.
I swear.
But the Florida tour was fun. That was. It's hot as frick in Florida. Humid.
Frick.
But, I mean, I guess it is here, too. So.
Yo.
More so.
I came back from Florida.
I guess I wore sweats every day,
and I bought
too.
A new bottle of club soda because I figured the one that was in there 2 weeks ago when I left would be flat. So I went to pour out the old bottle of club soda. And when I untwisted the cap, the bottle was upside down and it sprayed all over me. And I felt like punching the fucking world in the face right then.
He sounded so much worse than Eminem. So much worse than he sounds doing.
What a fucking idiot.
No one important.
Yeah. So are you out of questions? I guess it was anything else happened in Florida? That's a good time.
All I know is Eminem doesn't even care what my cocksucking opinion is.
Cocksucking opinions to me. Look, there's still a lot of that. Like, that. I don't like when he bends the words like that. You know, shoehorns it, tries to like put the syllable or the vowel like emphasis wrong. You know,
he goes on this new
he's
album.
Like,
he
the
goes,
fucking industry. Like, if you don't say it like industry, don't go industry.
Oh my god,
that always bugged me. About a lot of people do that.
He goes. Defeat the purpose. That's like the rhyme scheme. Mm-hmm. Defeat the purpose.
Purpose.
He's a wee bit nervous.
Yep.
And he goes, he says that the Trump had the CIA look into him because they think that I'm linked to terrorists.
Linked to terrorists.
He pulled a a Charles Barkley on the terrace.
His tours.
Dude, the best part of the whole album to me was the song Kamikaze, the first line. He goes, I'm a fucking kamikaze crashing into everything. You beat me, Islamic Nazi. That means there is no such thing.
That's not very. That does sound elementary.
Oh my fucking God. I'm a fucking kamikaze crashing into everything. You beat me, Islamic Nazi. That means there is no such thing.
I bet.
Greatest rapper alive.
He is, yeah.
The GOAT. Everybody's GOAT wrote that. Suck.
You're gel.
I guess.
This is another installment of Terms Gel.
Oh, man. That was so funny.
I mean, I can't say, you know, I'm any better than Eminem at rapping.
You beat me, Islamic Nazi. That me there.
I'm better than that line. I could probably one of that. Ay, ay, ay. No voicemails? Frig.
Yeah, I got voicemails. We want to do some voicemails.
I'd be cooler or happier with an artist that I listen to
queued up
putting out one album every 3 years than accepting lines like that and putting out those.
I mean, I feel like there's always going to be filler lines on stuff. No. I mean, are you really like, do you think every line you put record on a project is like,
absolutely
stand behind
not.
It alone, you know, like that, like, oh, that line is as good as this line. That's why they're all on
look,
it. They're
this
all the
is
best
like the
lines.
Patrice thing where like, what, he can't call someone fat because he's fat?
Right. No, I'm not saying you can't.
I'll write shitty bars all day.
I know.
That's how it takes one to see one. You know what I mean? Sucked. I don't know.
You stop trying to chew Eminem down to your level. Why don't you get better so you can reach his level? Maybe you could be
on
the
way,
Speed'em
dude.
Remix with Tech N9ne.
Benum. Benum. Benum.
Try some voicemails, or you got something you like?
No, let's do a voicemail.
Let's see what this guy's talking about.
What you talking about?
Hey there. Oh, is
a fucking guy.
Is this Term?
No.
It's
not.
Hi, Term.
Is this Little Nicky?
I got a question.
The Deep South.
Why'd you cut your hair?
Popeye. I
like your hair. It was nice hair.
What are you?
You know,
is this?
It was good hair.
Is he gonna bail out?
I was just
wondering.
Bye, Term.
That was it.
The Rock and the Magic.
I guess that was it.
So we already talked about Term's hair. It's gone, dude. It's fucking gone.
Get it?
Why do you have to put on like a voice to ask the question?
I thought
understand.
He was at least gonna do
he
a little Nicky reference
man.
At the end there.
Was it like more Adam Sandler shit? Are you like the Big Daddy kid where if you have the glasses on and you're invisible, then it's okay? If you make a stupid voice, then it's not embarrassing? How is that better than just asking the question in your own voice? I'm not answering it.
I don't know. That's like the best I got.
That's the best you got?
That's the best voicemail we got. All right, the guy made the album. Let's make him an interlude. He'll be nobody special. The other one can be no one important.
Yeah, my hair was long. If you've ever had long hair, maybe you know that it's annoying after a while. In the summer, it's hot. Your head gets hot. It's sweaty, stringy, tangly hair. Now I don't have that. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I just shower in 30 seconds.
You pretty much grow your hair long, it seems, and then you'll kill it, you know? It's like what you were, it was the same length as it was before, like when you did painting pictures, right, a few years ago. And then you cut it for nowhere to not go. Like, mm-hmm. That's like you just get rid of it.
Look.
I never let my hair get anywhere near that long.
We moved
so.
Into a black neighborhood, and I like infiltrating the barbershop and making them feel uncomfortable. And halting their conversation while I'm in. Did I tell you that this time they didn't, though? And the guy was saying how if you give him 6 months, he can beat Mayweather.
Who?
Dude, the guy cutting the guy next to me's hair was going, I tell you, man, you give me 6 months training, I could beat Mayweather. And the whole place was just like, what?
The whole place goes,
it was a collective.
That's the
wait,
show,
so you
everybody.
Got to be involved in some real barbershop talk?
Yeah,
some
the
convo?
Guy, the guy almost like fucked up my lineup because he was laughing. It was that funny.
No, he fucked it up. Your lineup's fucked.
Hey,
Were you actually had a barber do this? This wasn't like a home job.
That's how good it looks. It looks like you did it in the mirror.
Jeez,
it is kind of lined up.
Yeah, it was totally lined up day of with the razor and everything. Like that's why today there's like I got little pubes growing on my forehead. I got like a you little stubble widow's now? Peak uh-huh. coming in.
You got a mini devil lock. Uh-huh. Reverse yeah. alfalfa is coming back.
Nah, freak that.
I actually, you
I think
know
you
what?
You got to keep the widow's peak.
It's been a really long time since we did the beard update, and I've trimmed it.
Beard watch.
We had a video shoot today, and I wanted to look a little fucking
I accidentally touched your beard at one point today. Accidentally. Like, just like was grabbing something.
I thought that you were giving me signals. Uh-huh. I was reading them loud and clear, bud.
It was fluffy and very strange.
You didn't realize how after that he accidentally touched your wiener and it accidentally got hard.
I accidentally let him.
Accidentally jerked it.
I accidentally
he was,
liked
like,
it
sucking
a lot.
My wiener real good, and like I, you know, I had like a
accidentally a chill. Came,
accidentally smacking him. That's my new rap name. But yeah, I wanted to fucking dude. My beard was so gangly and big. It was closer like in the bars level.
It's like my dick.
So, so it's not even good. But yeah, it's coming count back. It. Yeah. That's why I stopped with these beard updates.
And beard update
and that
over.
Is a wrap. Oh, come on. What else we got, guys? Nothing else? We should wrap it up.
If your beard doesn't...
Save this magic
the beard
for
update
next week.
Doesn't describe my wiener, it describes my pubes.
Did you decide on a song? Because I have a backup.
Oh, yeah, we could. I think I got a song.
Okay, good.
I'm glad we told the story of that guy who tried to fight us and... When we were out drinking.
Dude, I'll go find that guy right now and kill him.
I'll kill that guy.
I'll fucking cave his head in.
Drop a fucking brick on him.
Jelly?
Oh,
let's
one
go
thing.
Just put jelly on him. Let's do it.
This is just a side thing, but before... Oh, the
you know what bugs me? Is like bet like there would like earlier that day, I could have been in Wicker Park and I could have given that guy a buck and been like, yeah man, say. Take it easy. Take care of yourself and like been nice.
Yeah.
And then hours later, he's in my face, and I gotta be like,
"Dude,
what? What? You want some?"
I tried to grab that stick, dude. We were at Lobster Level 2, strong, and I was just standing there, like we were just fucking looking at each other, like, "Who's gonna make the next move?" But I don't want to make the move on anyone holding a blunt object that could bash my head in.
Yeah, I don't want to like.
But dude, there were three of us and one of him. In hindsight, I was like, "Why didn't we just beat his ass right there?"
That's the thing. Like I'm saying,
we're so soft, we would never like. Try to make this happen.
I guarantee there's like up. An alpha reward, right? To like not being out alphaed. I felt out alphaed, I guess.
Alfalfaed?
I guess there's a reward to not feeling that way. But I also was feeling like I was weighing that with like the guilt of like possibly knocking a homeless dude unconscious. Like
possibly?
He's
absolutely not.
Come on, dude.
You
I
think
got...
you could clock that dude and knock him out?
You want to catch these hands? He
yeah,
could fall.
Maybe.
He could. I've read articles, dude. He could fall back and hit his head on the curb and then die.
Yeah,
and then
that
I'll
knocked
be
him out, not you.
In big troubles.
You get the assist. That's not your points.
I'll get assist on my taint, and he can suck it.
Caleb asks, will we ever see TPS Report's web series thing again? I've watched all of them like three or four times because I have no life and think it's safe to say. I'm not the only one who would appreciate them coming back, even if they're not that
watch
often.
Them a fifth.
I know you mentioned they take a long time to make. Anyways, if not, I understand. And the podcasts are always the highlight of my week. Thank you, Caleb. And yeah, I just like, I like made a point. All the TPS reports were like, my baby, you know, I made all those and they just took up too much time to where I wasn't like writing enough music. I wasn't doing like more important things. So and like starting the podcast was one of those things too. So
and
I think
he's got to like to edit a clip.
It takes a long ass time.
I guess to like watch.
I spend hours. I lose my mind.
There's a clip of me going.
Yeah.
He's got to watch me going like 400 times to get it like yep. Click, 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 click.
And
click,
then click, move click, to the next clip, and now it's Term eating a burrito, and then I get to see that 500 times. And like,
nom, nom, burrito.
Look, I edit
nom,
the shit.
Nom, burrito. Nom, nom, burrito.
Stuck in a loop.
Nom, nom, burrito. And then I'm watching seriously. TV, and I hear me saying burrito 800
like,
times.
How does Zach put up with this?
It just, I can't put up with it.
It does drive me crazy. Like,
I hate myself. Wait, what?
But I put a lot of work into those, and yeah, they'll come back right now. I feel like it's. I've been using Patreon sort of for that bonus outlet. You know,
there was a plan.
I gotta incentivize this shit, man. I quit my job.
There was a plan that had to do with the name of that miniseries being the name of this podcast.
It makes so much sense for a podcast name, like reporting.
It
like,
does.
You know,
and that one day when we pick up the web series thing, it can have a name that we've had in mind.
Yeah, we have like, don't worry, we'll have ideas for
a better name.
Bigger and better stuff. But just to, you know.
We can't guarantee that the content will be better, but the name will be better for sure.
Yeah, but go to patreon.com/PalmerSquares. And, you know, that's obviously not mandatory. There's nothing on there that's like an official song or video release that's going to be something that you have to pay for. But the folks who have been giving us money on there has just been a huge help. Like I said, we shot a video today and we were able to like just do it and, you know, afford it because of the extra love from the patrons. So, yeah, we've been putting, it's not like TPS reports, but I will edit all the behind-the-scenes stuff. I put there first because, you know, those folks go above and beyond to get, like, you know, the early preview or the bonus stuff. But
maybe I just, like,
it's been a big help.
Maybe we just, like, grew up, you know. We're so mature now that there's not.
This is our living now.
There's not, like, funny TPS report stuff to film anymore because we're so mature and, like.
There's a little element of a.
We'll be like, good day, sir.
First time we went to California and to Canada, you know, those TPS reports are epic. We're meeting Dro. We're doing, you know, first time shit. And then we went back to Cali, and then we went back to Cali, and then we went back to Cali, then we went back to Canada, then we went back to Canada. And it was like, you know, I still always shoot extra stuff. Now it just goes on Patreon, and then maybe I'll put it out way later, you know, after they've already had. I was going to put something out. There's like Any Luck bloopers that I put there like a year ago. I'm like, yeah, it's a year old. Maybe I'll just toss those on Instagram or something. But yeah, if you want like all the everything, early links, bonus stuff, discount on merch, behind the scenes video shoots, outtakes from podcasts and videos, extended cuts of stuff, all that type of shit goes there first.
Dick pics?
Because they earned it. They really did.
Maybe.
Here's
the thing. If you sign up for Patreon, one patron will get a dick pic. It's random, though.
We should do some more raffle.
So if you don't
stuff.
Get it, that doesn't mean that no one did. You know what
hey,
I mean?
You know, just, you know, TPS Reports Podcast at Gmail. You could let us know. We, you know, something in the. I like the raffle idea, right? Put everybody's name who's a patron or maybe at the $10 level only or something like that. But then every month somebody gets us something. I just don't know what to give yet. Maybe dick pic. We start with that. But yeah, we're still trying to come up with more stuff there too. And
maybe this. Lego RV that I put together.
This bottle of Windex.
While watching the Rolling Stone documentary on HBO a few months ago. Maybe you can have this.
This could all be yours one day.
Listen, the wheels go.
Round and round. Yeah. So, patreon.com/PalmerSquares. Again, bars only exists because of that. This next video we're working on, which is going to be freaking sweet. Only exists, or at least was only able to be funded immediately because we had the help on Patreon. So thanks to all those folks. What else do we got? We have a show tomorrow. We're in Toronto. Again, back to Canada, doing it again. Tickets are on sale right now, thepalmersquares.com/tour, or just show up. Should be some at the door.
Adelaide just Hall.
Sell that bitch out.
We'll be with Dro. The homie. We'll be with, what's the other guy?
Adam Bomb?
Adam Bomb.
The homie.
The soon-to-be homie. And then
my friend.
Friday night, the 14th, St. Catharines at Detour Music Hall. You can grab tickets at the door. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be playing some Junkyard Samurai unreleased, unheard stuff. You're going to get your first listen, Ontario. Go to junkyardsamurai.us. You can pre-save the whole project on Spotify right now. The link is on there. Check that out. We're going to be putting everything there. We're working on another release, you know, something early right before the drop. And junkyardsamurai.us. Right. And outro song, just like bars, where like it was something we made and then I hadn't heard in a long time we listened to. We have like a bunch of collabs I sort of forgot about. And there was one.
If you go on our Spotify profile, when you scroll all the way down, it says appears on. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we appeared on. I was going to say crud.
A whole bunch of cred.
I saw a truck the other day. It said crud on it. Like, it was a company.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, 7-year-old me would have fucking loved it.
So this is Elevator Music by Gradient. I actually think Gradient may be one of our patrons. Has been
Gradient!
A supporter of ours for a while, and also pretty nice with the raps. So, Gradient. Yeah, we'd known Gradient for a while, and we made this song, and I dug the verses of everything, and it was just a fun song. I just forget shit, dude. I'm old. I'm dumb. I forget, and I'm like, oh, yeah. So here's that. Here's the oh, yeah. Anything else I'm forgetting? Drew, what else is happening?
Keep listening to Smoke and Fuck and telling people, tell your friends, yeah, tell the people you fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
Tell the people you smoke with.
Fuck the people you smoke with.
Yeah. Smoke the people you fuck with. All right, this is Elevator Music by Gradient. We'll see you next week.
Smooches.
Smooches.
Come see us in Canada.
Y'all rapping clowns that are rapping now better consider immediate retirement. Can't make it in the rap school when there's a writing and reading requirement. Ain't found that wordplay or rhyming ability, try and acquire it. Y'all sound like Earth Day, recycling lyrics to save the environment. But I turn off the cruise control and I roll like driving manual cars. But I can out-rap you on a bicycle too. Don't you know that I can handle bars? Yep. Tell me that I need to rehearse, I consider that libel. I don't think you could get any worse when y'all couldn't spit a verse if you were choking on the Bible. So consider this an exodus from your rap career. The revelation's next and it's not looking good for you. So bow down and respect my New Testament. Thou shalt not kill this shit. I'm the only murderer, man, you know me. Motherfucker, you're not tight. You flop like Manu Ginobili. My rhyme's like kryptonite, so don't pick the fight when I grip the mic. I'm steady kicking it, burning it, put your shit in a tourniquet. Then I make a blackout like I flick the light. Got nothing on me like nudity. This rapping shit's not new to me. I'm stacking bread, not gluten-free. So what the fuck you gonna do to me? It's elevator music. Yeah, that's elevator music. All these rappers online sound like elevator. What the fuck you gonna do to me? It's elevator music. Yeah, that's that elevator music. Y'all are boring all the time like elevator music.
I got witch hunters in Burkittsville. Big numbers and an urge to kill. Bump 30 milligram Percocets to the dirty version of Purple Hills. Find Ack on the black top in a red coat like Cliff Jumper. A piff puffer like Chris Tucker. Chug whiskey then skip supper. Let's go over to basics. We're dope and nobody hates us. Vocal homeostasis. So all the homies go ape-ish. Your tape gets played in elevators while I'm playing sold out shows at Reggie's next to record breakers. Yeah. Catch me later.
Yo, yo, yo. What it be, what it is. Nobody gets me at all. Throwing shit at the wall. Just to see if it sticks. Muppetry in the whip, roaming the streets. Keep that weed smoking aroma. He don't even know what it mean like me, so thelioma. Iconoclastic squadron, finna max the profits. I got some narcotic stash in my pockets and a wad of cash in my sockets. Keep calm, be nonchalant. Calm down a phenomenon. Sleep in a coffin, call me the count. Reaching your pockets all the way down. Bottom line, if you fuck with our clique, I'm not surprised. Who wouldn't? You push in a large abundance of redundant garbage, and the problem lies behind your plot to economize. It's supposed to open your chakras wide. A conscious mind is not a crime. Stone Age philosophies fossilized.
It's elevator music. Yeah, that's elevator music. All these rappers online sound like elevator music. It's elevator music. Yeah, that's that elevator music. Y'all are boring all the time like elevator music.
So when I pick up the mic, I'ma use it well. And I'ma think of a rhyme I can truly tell is gonna shake up the status quo in this hip-hop shit. And now you're knowing that when I spit, I'm itching to get in a position to show a coward that I can brawl. Fire Emblem the entire section, I'm overpowered like Ike and Brawl. I smash flows, then I play a little game of Super Smash Bros. Unmatchable and I lack foes, cause everybody's too afraid to attack, bro. So I tell a hater like Gary Oak, I'll smell you later. Rising up, but I'm excelling greater when I'm riding up in my elevator and I'm out.